الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, one of the glaring testimonies, undeniable realities of the greatness and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an open invitation for us to perceive the vastness and the majesty and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which Quran in various places invites us towards. Ponder and reflect over the creation of Allah. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la-ayatin li-ulil al-albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ I just recited from Ali Imran one or two verses like that throughout the Quran. We find the subject matter repeated over and over again. Ponder, reflect, contemplate the vastness of Allah's creation. How vast is Allah's creation? Scientists, those with inquisitive minds, centuries they have been pondering, reflecting, enumerating, mapping out, for example, just one human being, the human DNA genome sequence. Years, in fact, decades, centuries of research just to map out the DNA sequence of one human being. How many droplets of water in the ocean? How vast is Allah's creation? It is said, scientifically, if you estimate 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans, if you count the microorganisms, and you count the viruses, etc., more than 100 million, more than 100 million living organisms are found in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans. How many blades of grass? They estimate on the surface of the earth there are 3 trillion trees. The vastness of Allah's oceans, oceanographers, and those that have devoted their entire lives to studying the ocean, they say after centuries of research, billions of dollars spent, they have not even been able to forget, understand, even acknowledge 10% of the creation of the oceans. Moving upwards, what about the sun, the moon, the stars? If someone owns 1,000 rands, that is his sum total value. And he tells you, listen, I've got a lot of money, or something is very large. Then you will understand that statement in the context of who is saying it. He's worth 1,000 rand, so he's got a lot of money, can't be more than 1,000. I'm running out of money, it will be a small amount. If he's a millionaire, the entire context changes. If he's a billionaire or a trillionaire and he says, I've got a lot of money, or something is large, or something is vast, or something is very valuable, the entire perception will change according to who is saying it. I just spent a few minutes describing the vastness of Allah's creation. That centuries of research, they have not been able to even scratch the surface. How many droplets of rainwater? How vast is the ocean? What is the weight of the mountains? How many grains of sand? How many blades of grass? How many trees on the surface of the earth? Yet, this is so vast. Akthar min an tu'ad. Cannot even be counted. Akbar min an tuhsa. More vast than can be contemplated. And yet what does Allah say? Mata'u ad-dunya qaleel. Qul mata'u ad-dunya qaleel. Allah says all this is qaleel, very small. Who is saying it? Allah. So understand it in the context of that Zaat. Allah who created all this. You can't imagine it, you can't count it, you can't contemplate it. Use your quantum physics and use your artificial intelligence and use your computers. They also cannot map out the vastness of this creation. And Allah says, Qaleel. All this is little. The same Allah. The same Allah in reference to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The whole dunya is qaleel. And the akhlaq, the personality of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says azim. What must be his personality? What must be the kamalat, the perfection, the beauty that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, khalaqallahu Muhammadan akmal al-akhlaq wa khalaqallahu Muhammadan akmal al-ajsad fahuwa kamal wa fawwa fil kamal suratan wa siratan. Allah created Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his external creation, kamal, perfection. His internal creation, his akhlaq and character, kamal, perfection. This is that personality. This is that personality that when, unfortunately, many of us have become seasonal Muslims. 2 weeks time, Rabiul Awwal will start. Then suddenly it will dawn upon us, seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not a seasonal thing. The ihsanat and favors of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. Our acknowledgement of that. The rights of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over us. This is a daily reality. It's a demand, it's a dictate. Because this is that personality who finished himself for us. Everything was placed on the mantle of sacrifice for you and I. How much have we paid back his ihsan? How much have we acknowledged his ihsan? Salah, just now we will read. How do we read the salah? When it comes to our dressing, how are we supposed to dress? When it comes to the way we speak, how are we supposed to speak? There is a day and a court that is coming, where everything will be judged. The way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dealt with others, how you treated people, how you were a husband, how you were a businessman, how you were a lawyer, how you were a farmer, whatever you may have been, whatever robe you may have adorned, a day is coming and a court is coming that the criteria of your and my success and failure will be one gradient only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah we acknowledge is an ibadat. Quran tilawat ibadat. Allah's zikr ibadat. There is one ibadat that is unique. On this occasion of Jumu'ah, amongst the various huquq and rights that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys over us, I want to focus on one in this limited time. There are many, many huquq and rights. Make no mistake. But by acknowledging them, by focusing on them, bringing them as part of our life, may all our qabrs, may all our lives be sacrificed upon the grave of Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. That Jamaat was used gradually toward a very large section of the Ummah to revisit these realities and gradually introduce practically in our life. For example, when you go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you are encouraged at least every morning, at least every evening, 100 times salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gradually to reintroduce the Ummah to what its reality is. What is the haqq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over you and I? This is that ibadat. This is that ibadat that is unique. There is no other ibadat, not salah, not zakat, not hajj, not tilawat, not zikr, no other ibadat. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah does it and Allah's malaika does it and now you must do it. Ulama say, many of them say, afdalul ibadat, the most virtuous ibadat. Why? Because it has this distinction. Throughout the Quran, Allah sends salams upon certain personalities. Who does Allah send salam upon? Kings? Rulers? Wealthy people? No. Even those kings and rulers that were pious, Allah doesn't send salam on them. Zulqarnain, great king. Two rukus of the Quran, almost devoted. Yas'alunaka an dhil qarnain, qul sa'atlu alaykum minhu dhikra, inna makkanna lahu fil ardi wa ataynahu min kulli shay'in sababa, fa'atba'a sababa. So much detail about this one king, yet in the whole Quran you will not find salamun ala dhil qarnain. What will you find? Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen, salamun ala Ilyasin, salamun ala Musa wa Harun, salamun. Some anbiya, Allah takes their names alayhi musallam, salams from Allah upon them, salamun ala Ibrahim. Some then, salamun ala al-mursaleen, Allah salams upon all the anbiya. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah gave them this distinction. In the Quran, Allah sends salams upon them. When it comes to salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the entire mode and expression of Quran changes. Inna allaha, inna allaha, inna, this is emphasis. Maan lo ya na maan lo, ye baat bilkul haq hai. Accept or don't accept, this is the absolute truth. Inna Allah, ismuz zaat, Allah takes his name. Even if you don't understand Arabic, try and perceive the nuances, the beautiful jewels that are contained in these expressions of Quran. Every Jummah, second khutbah, you are hearing this verse of the Quran. Take it to heart. Understand what it means. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. It could have been Inna Allah wal malaika. Verily Allah and the angels. Allah doesn't say that. Verily Allah and Allah's angels. Allah and Allah's angels. Yusallun. This is what we call in Arabic grammar ismul mudari', has the meaning of what we call hal and mustaqbil, tajaddud and takrar. In layman's terms, present and future. Repeat, when you want to explain that something is being repeated, not just done once. Inna Allah, verily Allah and Allah's malaika, yusalloon, are sending salawat and will continue sending salawat. Ala Nabi, alif lam, alif lam marifat, like in layman's terms, is azimushan Nabi ke upar. This august, this blessed, this majestic Nabi, upon him Allah and Allah's malaika are sending salawat and will continue sending salawat. This may be technical, and unfortunately many of us, when it comes to the talks of deen, we have this mindset of switching off. The front porch light is on, but there's nobody at home. When it comes to some dunya discussion or some investment, then our attention is 100%. If you want to appreciate these things, my respected brothers, we have to be what we call mentally present. This word, yusalloon, salah, salah, or we loosely translate it as durood. This is that verb that, depending on who the nisbat or relationship is, directed towards, the meaning changes. For you and I, it means invoke Allah's mercy, invoke dua. When the same word is related to Allah, the meaning does not mean dua. When Allah sends salat, what does it mean? One explanation Mufassirin give, Nuzulur Rahma. Allah's mercy is descending upon this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is descending and will continue descending. The question. Allah says, Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My rahmat, my mercy covers everything. So what is special? What is special that Allah is saying specifically, Allah's mercy descends upon this Nabi? Mufassirin explain, they say, Rahmate khasa. Allah's special mercy, that which is in keeping with the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, my special mercy continually is descending upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even more beautiful explanation of this, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah gives. He says, Salat ala nabi min Allah ma'nahu thanauhu inda al-malaika. He says, Allah sending salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean? It means Allah praising his Nabi in front of his malaika. Allah is praising and will continue praising. Thana, or the Arabic word for thana is ham, to make the ham. Now if you look at this word ham, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Allah is making ham. Look at the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li inda Allahi asharata asma. Allah gave me 10 names. One hadith, the Isfahani's Dalailun Nubuwa, this riwayat is mentioned. But Quran, hadith, kutub sabiqa, previous scriptures, if ulama like Allama Suyuti and others have made tahqiq research, how many names in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have enumerated up to 525 names in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama say kathratul asma tadullu ala kathratil muhabba. What is the significance of it? Large number of names indicates excessive love. When a mother loves her child, she don't say Muhammad, Umar, mera lal, mera jigar, mera chan ka tukra. Like we hear these expressions. What is it? This outpouring of names is an expression of fervent love, devotion. Another explanation, kathratul asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. Excessive number of names indicates the maqam, the status. Like I said, time is limited. I'm going to focus on just two names. He said, Inna li indallahi asharata asma. My Rabb gave me 10 names. Ana Ahmad wa Muhammad. Ahmad. In Torah, Zabur, Injil. Like we find in Quran is mentioned the expression of the Injil of Isa alayhi salam, wa mubashshiran bi rasuli yati min ba'd ismihi Ahmad, wa mubashshiran bi rasuli yati min ba'd ismihi Ahmad. Isa alayhi salam told the Bani Israel, like that every Nabi told their ummat, I am giving you glad tidings of a Nabi who is coming, his name will be Ahmad. In Quran, the name Muhammad. Some of us are in the habit, I'm digressing. That when we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we kiss our thumbs and place them on our eyes. Allah has naturally made the name of His Nabi such, Muhammad. Till your lips don't kiss one another, His name will never be discharged. It is impossible to say Muhammad without your lips coming together. Muhammad, what does it mean? The one who is praised. Ulama raised this question. Sometimes you're happy with your driver, you praise him. Sometimes you see somebody is a good runner, an athlete, you praise him. Sometimes somebody is an astute businessman, you praise him. What does it mean, the one who is praised, Muhammad? What is significant about this name in relation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allama Raghib rahimahullah explains it like this: Muhammadul ladhi yuhmad marratan ba'da marra. Muhammad is that personality who is praised and then praised and then praised. He was praised in alame arwah. He was praised in alame dunya. He was praised in alame barzakh. He will be praised in alame akhirat. His own praised him. His enemies praised him. Anbiya praised him throughout the ages, alayhi musallam. Sahaba praised him. Tabi'in praised him. Tabi' tabi'in praised him. Awliya praised him. Qutb ibn Abdal praised him. The entire humanity praised him. And when all their praises couldn't get finished, then it became Muhammad. The one who is praised. Such praise. The other name, Ahmad. The one who praises Allah. No creation was praised as much as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was Allah's system, Muhammad. Ahmad, no creation praised Allah, made his hum, introduced humanity to Allah like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad, the one who praised Allah. Even if you don't understand Arabic, look at the manner in which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam devoted his entire wujud. Allah, 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 oh my Allah, you are everything. For example, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaika la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayka, wa fawwadtu amri ilayka, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayka, wa alja'tu dhahri ilayka, la malja wa la manja minka illa ilayka, amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta, wa bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalta. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu abu'u laka بنعمتك علي أبوء لك بذنبي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت باسمك ربي وضعت جنبي. We can go on. Ka, ka, ka. In Arabic, kaf means you, Allah. Laka, for you, my Allah. The entire galaxy of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His invocations, his supplications. Laka, 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 anta, ya Allah, you, ya Allah, you, ya Allah, you, la sharika lak. And this is Allah's system. Fadhkuruni, adhkurkum, you make my zikr, you praise me, I will praise you. In return, warafa'na, warafa'na laka dhikra. Oh my Habib, no one in creation praised me like you praised me. So my Allah, in return, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We raised your dhikr. We raised your mention. Like Hassan bin Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala, who puts it beautifully, أَغَرَّ عَلَيْهِ لِلنُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَشْهُودُ يَلُوهُ وَيُشْهِدُ وَضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. He says the seal of nubuwwah glittered on his back, a shining testimony this was the Nabi of Allah. رَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We raised your dhikr. Allah dhukir illa dhukir tama'i. From now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. Dhammal ilahu isman nabiyyi ila ismihi. Allah joined his name with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As is attested to by the muazzin, 5 times every day. إذا قال في الخمس المؤذن أشهد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, that azan is not complete till he says أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. الله ذكرت إلا ذكرت معي ورفعنا لك ذكرك. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه explains it like this: في الأذان والإقامة والتشهد ويوم الجمعة على المنابر ويوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى وفي خطبة النكاء وفي منى وعرفة ومزدلفة وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never to be separated, not in adhan, not in iqama, not in tashahud, not on the day of Jumu'ah on the members of the entire world, not in the khutbah of Nikah, not in Mina, not in Arafah, not in Muzdalifah, not in the east or the west will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Look at the manner Quran makes cognizance of this. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi, aminu billahi wa rasulihi, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi. ومن يطع الله والرسول ومن يحادد الله والرسول ومن يشاقق الله والرسول استجيبوا لله ولرسوله والله ورسوله احق ان يرضوا براءة من الله ورسوله. الله his رسول, الله his رسول, الله ذكر إلا ذكرت معي. From now till قيامت my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. Ana Ahmad wa ana Muhammad. I am the one who is praised excessively, and I am the one who has superseded the entire creation in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is his right? First basic right, that verse of the Quran I recited. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you are people of Iman, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is commanding you that action which I, Allah, do, and I, Allah, will continually do, and commanding you, O people of Iman, send salawat and salam upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he needs it, na'uzubillah, no. My respected brothers, you and I need that salat. You and I need that salawat. The hadith of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Oulan nasibi, kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman. Ask any person with one vestige or one iota of Iman, what do you desire? I desire Jannat, I desire Akhirat, I desire to be close to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah was given a nuskha and a prescription. My Nabi said, the closest to me, the closest to me, the closest to me, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment, aktharuhum alayya salatan, is the one who will recite the most salawat and durood upon me. The one who will recite the most salawat and durood upon me, he will be closest to me. Ma min abdin yadhkuruni thumma yusalli alayya. He said, any ummati of mine that thinks about me, remembers me, the thought of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in the heart, thumma yusalli alayya, then he sends salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does my Nabi say? Kataballahu lahu ashra hasanat wa maha anhu ashra sayyat wa rafa lahu ashra darajat. Minimum, Allah will give him 10 nekis. Allah will write down 10 good deeds. Allah will wipe away 10 sins. Allah will raise him 10 ranks in akhirat. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra, the one who sends salawat, durood upon me once. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah sends 10 salawat and durood upon him. 10 mercies from Allah ta'ala upon him. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into an orchard. I found my Nabi in sajda. He made such a long sajda that my heart was filled with fear. I feared that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. Finally, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his head from that sajda, I commented to the on this. I said, Ya Rasulullah, such a long sajda. I feared that you had passed away. What did my Nabi say? Jibreel came and informed me that inform your ummat, man salla alayka min ummatik, man salla alayka min ummatik, sallaytu alayhi, wa man sallam alayka min ummatik, sallamtu alayhi. Jibreel came and informed me that my Allah says, any ummati of yours that sends salawat upon me, I will send salawat on them. Any ummati of yours that sends salam upon you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I, Allah, will send salam upon them. فَسَجَدْتُ لِلَّهِ شُكْرًا. He said the long sajda, what I was out of shukr to my Allah for what He blessed my ummat with. Today we are saying, du'as are not being accepted. Ummat is being slaughtered. This pareshani, that pareshani. Like I said, time is limited. Unfortunately, time is already running out. I'm going to focus on two aspects. Understand, Allah ki qasam, Allah ki qasam, Allah ki qasam, 1,000 qasams I'm prepared to take. Your and my salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no favor to him. It is a favor upon us. It is Allah's ihsan upon us that we have been given this opportunity to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fudalat ibn Ubayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Ra'aytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan yusalli thumma yad'u lam yahmadillah wa lam yusalli ala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one person, he made salah, then he raised his hands in dua, he didn't praise Allah, he didn't send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing this, he said to sahaba, ajila hadha, ajila hadha. This person was hasty. Thumma da'ahu faqala lahu wa li ghayrihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent for him. Then he said to him and all those that were present, idha salla ahadukum, when you read salah, and thereafter you raise your hands in dua, falyabda bi tahmidillah wa thanaya alayh, first praise Allah, thumma liyusalli ala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thumma yad'u bima sha'a min ba'du, then ask Allah whatever you want. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that sahabi whose knowledge, whose understanding, whose perception of Quran and Hadith was such. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhum would give fatwa. That level of knowledge he had. It is mentioned about him, kunayfun mulya hilman wa hikma. He says, sallaytu. He says that one day I was reading salah, wa nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Abu Bakr wa Umar ma'ahu, in front of me Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar. Look at the understanding of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, I finished my salah in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar. Falamma jalastu bada'tu bithanaya ala Allah. He said, I got ready to start making dua. I raised my hands. First I praised Allah. ثُمَّ صَلَّيْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then I send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen to this. I praised Allah. I send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ دَعَوْتُ لِنَفْسِي. Then I started making dua. My Nabi smiled. He turned to sahaba that was present and he said, Sal tu'ata, sal tu'ata, sal tu'ata. O Ibn Mas'ud, the gates of Allah's acceptance are open. Ulama say the greatest sabab and means for the acceptance of dua is salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayat of Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, kullu dua in mahjub, kullu dua in mahjub. Every dua, there is a veil, there is an obstacle to reaching Allah. Hatta yusalla ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until you will send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah explains this. He says there are three procedures, three ways. One is praise Allah, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then make dua. Another way, he says, make send salawat in the beginning of your dua, send salawat in the end of your dua. And he says the third one, وَهِيَ أَكْرَمُ عَلَيَّ, and he says, this is the best way in my opinion. أَنْ يُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي أَوَّلِهِ وَفِي أَوْسَطِهِ وَفِي آخِرِهِ فَهُوَ مُشَبَّهٌ بِرِسَالَتَيْنْ مَخْتُومَتَيْنْ شَبَّغَ عَلَى عَلَيْهِ شَمْرُ الْمَلِكِ. Beautifully explains it like this. He says, the best of the three ways, the most preferable to me, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning of your dua, in the middle of your dua, in the end of your dua, because that dua which is packed, which is surrounded by the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, it is like you placing a royal seal, Allah's seal, on your dua, and you are presenting this package in the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, as-salatu wa dua mu'allakum bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. He used to say, your salah also, your dua also is suspended between the heavens and the earth. It will never reach Allah. Hatta yusalla ala nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until you do not send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, as-salatu ala nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akmal an yahuttu al-khataya akmal min al-ma'i al-barid. He used to say, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more effective in cleaning your sins than water in cleaning your clothing. Wassalamu alayhi afdala min itqir riqab. He used to say, salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than freeing slaves in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plus minus 3 years in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet 5,374 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are narrated by Abu Huraira, the most prolific narrator of hadith. What does he say? Allahu Akbar, kan khol kar sun lena. What does he say? He said, man nasiya salata ala nabi, such nasiya tariq al Jannah, the one who forgot salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forgotten the road to Jannah. The one who forgot salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nasiya tariqa ila al Jannah, has forgotten the road to Jannah. Aisha, our mother radiyallahu ta'ala anha, what would she say? Zayinu majalisakum bis salati ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She would say, beautify your majalis, beautify your gatherings with salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have run out of time. I am going to terminate on one or two things. One, the saying of Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how beautifully he puts it. He says, wallahi, he takes qasam on Allah, wallahi, kan khol kar sun lena, listen with the ears of iman, wallahi, lawla ma dhakarahu Allah wa rasuluhu fi fadli at-tasbih wa at-tahmid wa at-tahlil wa at-takbir laj'altu kull anfas as-salatu 'ala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I take qasam on Allah, if Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell us so much about the virtue of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Ali says, I take qasam on Allah, every breath of my life I would devote to salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you look everywhere, depression, Duas are not being answered. This problem, that problem. I will terminate on the riwayat of Uwayy bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. He says, late one night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about qabr. Ja'al maut bima fi. Maut is coming. Akhirat is coming. Ahwal of akhirat are coming. Azab of akhirat. Tests and trials and tribulations are coming. He says, at that time, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni ukthiru salata alayka. Ya Rasulullah, I excessively sent durood, salawat upon you in my time of dua and zikr. Tell me, advise me, kam aj'alu laka min salati, how much of my time of dua and zikr should I devote to salawat and durood upon you? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, ma shi'ta, as much as you want. So he said, ya Rasulullah, qultu ar-rub', should I devote quarter of my time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma shi'ta, as much as you want. Wa in zitta fa huwa khayrul lak, if you devote more than quarter, it will be better for you. So he said, qultu an-nis, ya Rasulullah, half my time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma shi'ta, wa in zitta fa huwa khayrun lak, as much as you want, but if you increase, it will be better for you. So he said, qultu ath-thuluthayn, ya Rasulullah, 2/3 of my time. Ma shi'ta, wa in zitta fa huwa khayrun lak, as much as you want, but if you increase, it will be better for you. Then what does he say? He said, ya Rasulullah, aj'alu laka salati kulliha, all my time of dua, I will devote to sending salawat upon you. When my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, kaan khol kar sun lena, listen with the ears of iman. It is not my and your ihsan to send salawat upon him. This is Allah's favor upon us. If you are given the tawfiq and inspired to send excessive durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says to Ubay bin Ka'b, if all your time, dua time, is devoted to salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idhan tukfa hammuk wa yughfar laka dhambuk. Listen Ubay, Allah will remove every worry and depression of this world from you, and Allah will forgive all your sins.